Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last night in Paris, Faith Kipyegon failed in her bid to become the first woman to shatter the four-minute barrier for the mile. Now, despite arriving stacked with the latest weaponry in track and field technology, the 31-year-old Kenyan's attempt fell short in perfect conditions at the Stade Charlottetien. Shortly after the race, she was asked how she felt.
Exhausted. I'm tired. Yeah, but I feel good. I've tried. That is why I was coming here to, you know, try to be the first woman to run under 4 minutes, but I've proven that it's possible. It's only a matter of time, but I think it will come to our way. If it's not me, it will be somebody else.
So she says it's possible, it's on the way. Let's find out more about her and that race last night, or that record-breaking attempt. RTE Sports' Greg Allen is here. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Claire. How are
you? It's kind of unusual, wasn't it, going in there with the pacemakers and all the equipment and all the rest?
Well, there's a precedent for this. In 2019, Eliud Kipchoge broke the two-hour marathon barrier by a similar sort of approach where you used high science pacemakers in a certain formation where they, you know, give you some wind draft effect. It's not legal for world record purposes last night because there were men involved in the pacemaking, 11 of them. I mean, it was quite a sight on the track, you know, all focused on this diminutive 5'2", 45 kg figure, the extraordinary Faith Kipyegon, with 11 men in front of her and alongside her, and two women behind her, because there's a certain element of the wind draft effect also having a shear at the back of the field. So everything was, you know, at the very cutting edge of technology to try to make this happen, including a special suit which was designed for her, spikes which aren't yet approved, super propulsive spikes.
In the
spikes,
shoes. In the shoes. And the shoes were super lightweight as well, I was reading.
Yeah, and these shoes have been part of the revolution in world records being set in athletics for the last 6-7 years, because they have this carbon plate in them, and then they have a super, you know, responsive foam which bounces off the track, and that's why we've seen so many world records broken. But, and this is another prototype. I think they're the Victory 2 shoes by Nike, and they haven't yet been approved by World Athletics. And when you consider that the, you know, the pacemaking is not legal, if that's the right word, way of putting it, for world record purposes. Having said all that, I thought it was entertaining to see it have her have a go at it. And just the scale of what she was trying to achieve. She set the world record of 4 minutes, 7.6 seconds in Monaco 2 years ago. Incidentally, Kieran McGeehan was second in that race in the fifth fastest time in history of 4 minutes, 14 seconds.
Incredible.
Now, we're talking about massive margins between where the 4 minute barrier is and where, you know, if even Faith Kipyegon at 4 minutes 7.6 seconds is with her world record. The other element to this is that the only other woman in history to go anywhere close to Faith Kipyegon is Sifan Hassan with 4 minutes 12 seconds. So the gap that they were trying to breach last night was just too big. But it was a bit of crack to have a look at it, and it was so orchestrated that, you know, I'm almost sad that she didn't get a bit closer, but she did get inside her own world record time.
I saw Rashida Adeleke's post on Instagram where she was taking a break from her gym work. She was playing it on her phone and she was filming her watching it in the gym on her phone and cheering Faith on. Who is Faith? Tell us a little bit more about her.
She's a phenomenon. She's from the Kalenjin tribe in Kenya, which is a source of many of the finest athletes that we've ever seen in distance running. She's 31 years old. She's won the last three Olympic gold medals in the 1500 metres, and that, you know, puts her down in history, the first woman to win Olympic track medals in the same distance three times and consecutively at that. As well as that, she holds the world record for the 1500 metres and the mile, and she also broke the 5000 metres record a few years ago, and that's subsequently been taken off her. But that in itself gives you a hint as to where her biases in terms of her running ability. She's more a 1500 meter runner going up towards 5000 meters rather than a 1500 meter runner who comes from an 800 meter background. And I think perhaps one of the reasons she didn't break the world record, not got closer to the world record last night, is because she needs a little bit more leg turnover and speed. There's a very well-known sports coach and scientist, in fact, Steve Magnus, who used to coach Mark English, our own 800-meter runner, who's doing so well right now. And he said that you must be able to run the 800 metres, the half mile, in 1 minute and 53 seconds or quicker to have a chance of breaking 4 minutes for the mile. And Faith Kipyegon has never broken 1 minute 57 seconds for the 800 metres, which is still a fine time, but it's a long way off what was required in terms of the leg speed that she might need to keep the tempo up. I thought last night she looked flat out too early, and going through 1,000 metres, still 600 metres to go, she looked like she was just, there was no more to come, and she needed more to come, because at three laps last night, she was 2 seconds outside the 4 minute barrier.
So someone then whose speciality is the 800 metres, you're saying might have more of a chance of doing this, of breaking 4 minutes.
That's just an opinion of mine. But I think, you know, when it comes from that pure statistic of, you know, a sports scientist who's renowned for knowing his calculations and these things, that you need to be substantially quicker as an 800 metre runner to break 4 minutes for the mile, that would indicate that you need a higher cruising speed so that you don't look like you're flat out. An example of that would be just a few weeks ago in China, in April, Faith Kipyegon had a go at the 1,000 metres world record. Now, the 1,000 metres world record is obviously 609 metres short of the mile. She didn't break it. She didn't even break her personal best. She got within hundreds of a second of it. But the pace that she was going at for 1,000 metres would not have broken the 4 minute mile. So even when she crossed the line of the 1,000 metres in China, she would have needed to keep that pace going for another lap and a half. So that's how far out of the realm it seemed to be. But then you factored in all of the scientific advantages that she had last night. We were wondering, to dare to dream. And she dared to dream, and fair dues to her. And she really is someone who has brought and elevated women's distance running to the point where that 4 minute mile barrier has now been spoken of for women.
Yeah, I mean, she was saying there that will happen. It's sort of within touching distance is what you're saying. But then you're looking at the time going, not, well, it's not really. Is that what you're saying to us?
It's not really. I'll give you another example. 7.6 seconds, which is her world record, and that barrier, that's 50 metres of track. Last night she was, what, 4 minutes, 6.4 seconds. So 6.4 seconds is still 40 to 45 metres of track. So that's at her flat out best last night, she has to improve 40 metres. And if you've got someone 40 metres ahead of you in a race and you're going flat out, you know how far that 40 metres is. It's miles and miles away when you're exhausted. And I think as well, it must be added, I feel, that her world record from Monaco 2 years ago, which she ran in that race where Ciara McGeehan was second, she ran through the line really strong. She ran the last 700 metres on her own, and her rhythm was fantastic all the way through. And I think if she had, you know, say a man in front of her in that particular race who was a 3:55 miler or whatever it was, that he would have towed her to a better time 2 years ago in Monaco, because she was running so freely and on her own. She put herself under such pressure yesterday by having to go through the first two laps so quickly that by 1,000 metres she began to flag, and it could be seen in her. Whereas in that race in Monaco, which I think was a better run, even without the scientific elements that were there yesterday and all those pacemakers, I think that her Monaco run of 4 minutes, 7.6 seconds back in 2023, where she set the existing world record, was actually a better run. I know that sounds contradictory because she ran quicker last night, but she had so many advantages last night and they didn't add up to more than 1.2 seconds.
Can we talk a bit more about the advantages? And you've described the shoes to us. The suit that she was wearing, if she was in a proper competition, a regulation competition, would she be allowed to wear that suit?
That's a good question. I don't think there will be any difficulty because, I mean, it's an aerodynamic, aeronode type of things. So it's what they have in swimming.
Reduce the resistance, isn't that what part of the thing?
I don't know how much advantage that actually gave her, or whether it's something that Nike, you know, would like to bring into the equation of distance running, you know, this aerodynamic suit. I mean, if an aerodynamic suit gives you a 1/10 of a second advantage per lap, then it's worth trying. I don't think it was as big an advantage as, say, the advance in the spikes, but certainly not as big an advantage as having all of those pacemakers basically shielding. Like the five men who were out in front, they were called the Shield. That's what their name was. Cathal Doyle was one of them from Clonliffe Harriers.
Oh, right.
So he's a Nike athlete at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, she had incredible advantages, and I think those pacemakers were the biggest advantage that she had.
And there were computerized lights on the track. They were helping with pace as well, to help her set her pace in her own mind. Is that what was going on?
they're normal now in Diamond League races, in many races, those wave lights, which basically the wave lights on the track on the inside curb, they will show you what the world record pace is. And if you can't keep up with the lights, you're not keeping up with the world record pace. And so they also had another set of lights yesterday, which were the 4 minute mile pace. And they drifted away from her just really towards the end of the second lap and into the third lap.
So she would have known the whole way through that she wasn't going to make it, or pretty much from halfway through.
Yeah, but she had the secondary target of running the fastest ever mile for a woman, which she achieved, and she did it crossing the line exhausted. She gave it her absolute all. It was tremendous to watch, you know, something so novel. And look at the way it's caught the attention of so many. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this 4 minute barrier, you know, it's not close. It was one newspaper headline which said, it's actually ESPN, I think, said that Faith Kipyegon sets the world record. That's what their headline was. It's not a world record. But one of the headlines said she came agonizingly close to the world record. It's not agonizingly close. There's still a distance. But she's proven that incrementally that it's possible. And maybe, as she said herself, it might not be her, but it might be somebody coming behind her. In, you know, who knows what 17-year-old with Faith Kipyegon's talent, maybe a bit taller with a bit more range and a little bit more leg speed, might come through in the next 10 years and really threaten that barrier.
Right. OK, listen, while you're here, the near-term future of Irish athletics, we've been so excited about it. What's coming down the track? What shape are we in?
I think at the moment we're going into a world championship year, and we have in Rashida Adeleke and definitely in Sarah Healy, who is making the biggest strides of any Irish athlete since she won the European Indoor Championship in March in the Netherlands. Sarah Healy has unlocked really a genie in the bottle. She at the moment is going to threaten Ciarán McGeehan's Irish record at the 1500 metres. Ciarán McGeehan has been fourth in the last World Championship and is, you know, one of the greatest Irish distance runners of all time, male or female. And Sarah Healy's getting very close to that. Rashida Adeleke, it's not been a perfect start to the season for her, but all winter long, Rashida Adeleke has been focusing on the last 40 metres of her 400 metre race, trying to train her way into getting across the line as quickly as other athletes.
Yeah.
And that has led to a slower start to the season. But watch this space with Rashida Adeleke. She has the type of speed which puts her down as someone who can be an Olympic medalist in Los Angeles in 2028. They are the two leading the vanguard. We have the relays, which are obviously are bolstered by Rashida Adeleke. And I'm speaking a lot about female athletes, and that is a great thing because we've always had this tradition of strong female athletes. I suppose going back 30 years to Sonia, who won the World Championship in 1995, and Caitríona McKiernan, who was somewhat overshadowed at the time, but actually was running at the same high level worldwide as Sonia O'Sullivan. Back in 1998, when Sonia O'Sullivan won four medals, two at world level and two at European level, all gold, Caitríona McKiernan was ranked higher by Track and Field magazine at the end of the year because of her exploits in the marathon, because she was the number one marathon runner in the world. So we have this great tradition of female athletes, and it's going really strong at the moment.
And on the men's side?
Yeah, I think on the men's side, there's a bit of catching up to do. It's great to see Mark English breaking, you know, the 1:44 barrier, 1 minute, 44 second barrier in the 800 metres. But Mark is a doctor who's taken time off from his career, put it in suspension. He's 32 years of age. We do have really good 1500 metre runners. Andrew Cosgrin's having a very, very good season. Interesting to see how far that goes. But of course, when you're in the 1500 metres and 5000 metres, those races, they're up against some of the greatest African-born athletes in the world when it comes to the World Championship. So European Championships next year, we might see some medals for all of our athletes, like we did at the last Europeans.
Exciting times. I'm a novice watching this. I know nothing about it really, other than what I see on the screen. But with Rashida, I feel, is she honing her craft? And is she holding something back because she's focused on one part of her race, and that all of these things are going to come to a crescendo when we need them to?
I think it's more than a hope. Her class is enormous. She, like, I'm not going to get too nerdy here there, but she can run 7.1 seconds for the 60 metres for an athlete who's 6 foot tall, which shows that she's got explosive speed. She needs to get that last 50 metres of the 400 metres, as I was saying, to match what she has as natural talent. And, you know, that comes with an accumulation of training, and it might take more than 1 year. Remember, the goal is not the World Championships in the great scheme of things. Mm-hmm. It's the Olympics in Los Angeles, and never, ever write off someone with that much talent and also her work ethic.
Greg, thanks so much. And we love the nerdiness. Bring the nerdiness. It's great. Thanks so much. Greg Allen there.